Megillah Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph 2:1, and now we return to the lachos of Kriyas and Megillah, the requirements regarding reading the Megillah in that mitzvah. The Mishnah starts out by saying, HaKores and Megillah Lema Freya. If a person reads the Megillah out of order, that means, if he reads chapter 2 before chapter 1, but even if let's say he skips one word in the middle of the reading, even if he tries to, mention that word afterwards, it doesn't help. It asks, Lo Yatzi is not Yotzi, he must read the Megillah in order from the beginning to the end. Kara al peh, if you read it from memory, and he said every word, but not out of a Megillah, just from memory, he will not be Yotzi, because obligation is to read it. Kara targum, if you read a translation of the Megillah, b'chol lashon, whether the targum, when we say targum, the Mishnah always refers to the Aramaic translation, like sort of an officially ratified translation in Aramaic, or b'chol lashon means any other language, in English as well, etc. Lo yatza, he's not Yotzi. He is not Yotzi if he doesn't understand the reading of the Megillah, meaning he doesn't understand the Aramaic or doesn't speak English. Aval kornosa leluazos belaz, however, someone who doesn't, who speaks a foreign language, and the Torah's word for someone who speaks a language other than Hebrew is called loez, he speaks a foreign language, so loazot, if people who speak foreign languages, meaning an English speaker or a French speaker, etc., if you read it to him in his language, so then he'll be Yotzi. And similarly, v'haloez sheshama ashuris, if a person who is a foreign language speaker, he only speaks English, he doesn't understand Hebrew, but he hears it in Hebrew, ashuris here means Hebrew. As I mentioned in the previous perek, I had said that ashuris refers to both the orthography, like the font, if you will, is like the font of our Sifrei Torah, the Ashuris script, as well as the language Hebrew, both of them. So in the previous Mishnah there, it was clear we're at least referring to the script, but it wasn't necessarily explicit in the words at all that it would also include the language. Here it's talking about the language as opposed to the script, but again, Ashuris, which means like the Mushar, like the best, is referring to the best script and the best language, Hebrew. So if a person only speaks English, but he hears it in Hebrew but doesn't understand, yatza, he will be Yotzi. And the reason why is because he heard the whole Megillah, and the truth is that even people who understand Hebrew, are experts in Hebrew, still there are certain words in the Megillah they don't understand. Like, for example, the Megillah refers to the Achashtranim B'nei HaRamachim, and no one knows exactly what those words mean, but you're Yotzi. Okay, so let me just sum that up. What we're saying here is that if you hear the Megillah read in Swahili, you're not Yotzi, even if it's from a Megillah written in Swahili, assuming you don't speak Swahili. If you hear the Megillah in English and you speak English, you are Yotzi. If you hear the Megillah in Hebrew, you're also Yotzi, in contrast to Swahili, even if you don't understand it, because that's what the Megillah is written in. Okay, there is an interesting question, we'll come back to the next Mishnah, about how you go about writing your Megillah in English, if hypothetically you would have such a Megillah. Nowadays, never heard of such a thing. But in any case, if you're going to hear the Megillah in English, it has to be read out of a Megillah. The question is, how do you write that Megillah? So we'll see in the next Mishnah. There is a Machlokas if it has to be written in the Ashuris characters, like transliterated, or if it can be written in the English language, like the Latin characters themselves. There is one interesting machlokas, which is if a person can understand Hebrew, is he permitted to hear it in his own language from a kosher Megillah in his own language? So the Rambam says yes. The Ramban, arguing with Rashi, a Rashi we don't have before us, says no. If you understand Hebrew, you must do it in Hebrew and hear the Megillah in Hebrew. And the Shulchan Aruch brings both shitas. Therefore, for sure, you should be hearing a Megillah in Hebrew. If you understand Hebrew as well, under all circumstances, and even in practice, like I said, I'm unaware of anybody ever hearing the Megillah not in Hebrew, and to do so, you'd have to have a properly written Megillah, meaning a Megillah written with, on parchment with the formal black ink, perhaps even in Hebrew characters, to make a kosher, quote-unquote, English Megillah.